And now,
Capital 263.
Okay, that's a really great way to start the show.
Oh, have we started?
Yeah, we started recording.
Oh.
Yeah, what up? How you doing? What's up, Musa? He doesn't want to be on the show, but he's actually in the room today.
You can't say that. That just puts him on blast.
Yeah, but they should know.
But that's what he said, though. He's like, nah. I don't want to be on the show.
That's not what I sound like.
Well, that's what you kind of sound like.
No, it's not. Don't
that's what he sounds like in my head.
What?
Why is he in your head?
No, Musa's got a way of getting into people's heads.
Not mine. Only what up? How you doing? It's Nine Nine, the other guys. This is a new sort of thing we're doing. It's called Hustle and Grow, and we've got But you didn't know. You didn't get the memo.
Yes, because you had a conversation that didn't involve me and Musa. You know what?
No, everyone. I've actually posted about this in the group.
No, you just said we're gonna try to do something different. Then full stop.
No, when we talked about the guests, you're not reading the group messages.
No, you said
Do you know those friends who don't ever read group messages? You know, they never just do. Like, you are one of those right now.
Let me explain to you what happened. Okay, you posted in the group. You guys, I think that
switch up. No, this is today. Someone was saying mommy, I don't know, but it didn't stop exactly. Do you know what? I don't even know what's really going on. Just a disc too slow. I'm like, how can it be too slow? It's a good machine. But anyway, we've got a new series, we've got a new thing we're doing. It's called Hustle and Grow, where we feature like some cool cats who've been doing some really cool things within the city, in the country and stuff. And our first guest is Gilmore T.
Ooh.
Gilmore T is like a super human being. He does a lot of things. So you're going to hear like in between Nine and the other guys, it's gonna be long expanses of him. So we're gonna try it. If you like it, you tell us. If you don't like it, you tell us still, all right? But anyway, welcome.
Don't tell me, I'll come find you and kill you.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right.
That went very dark, real
quick. Do you know where they can find you though?
Hello Spa!
There we go. Do you know what? Alright, so before we get into Gilmore T, what are we talking about this week? What happened?
What happened this week?
Like anything interesting happening in your lives?
In my life, yes.
What?
I'm planning Valentine's week.
Still exciting. It's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, but then your blog doesn't say so. Like, you're such a living freaking, what you call it?
I'm a Valentine's Scrooge. Yeah, Grinch Scrooge. Yeah, well, I'm not a fan of Valentine's, but hey, I don't have anything against people who do celebrate it.
Okay, so
I just celebrate love, but I just don't think it should be celebrated on one designated day per year.
Dim tech divan of a good Valentine's should be every day. That's like putting people under a lot of pressure.
Which is why I said let's do the week.
No.
Yes. Yeah, but still just a week isn't enough.
Listen, it's a start, then you can come back again.
Don't worry, I'm still going to come to the spot like every other day. It's okay.
But then the people who did give us tips on Valentine's, Faro and Mickey.
It's Faro. Mikey. I went to school with her.
Oh, okay.
What's it short for?
Thank you very much. Because she was going to be like, it's Mikey.
Oh,
it's what,
Michaelina.
Okay, I don't know if she appreciates that being put out, but yeah, so tell us
I
what happened.
Like she was put in the newspaper.
Put in the newspaper.
Really, you want to tell us what happened?
Well, basically, she started a thread about what her boyfriend does for her, like the most amazing things and the most expensive things, really. But like.
And she put us all under pressure as dudes?
Not necessarily. Not really. I feel like for her, if you read like right to the end of the thread, she was saying that basically we shouldn't be trashing all black men because, you know,
Black men don't cheat.
No, it's not about cheating. It's about the fact that they're not just dead in the romance department.
That's true. Because even if you look at what Rufaro does for Mikey Wacho, okay, yeah, in as much as most of it was really like expensive and whatnot,
they're also sentimental.
But they were very sentimental.
I mean, she just got a whole lot of flowers, bruh. And tickets to the club.
Yeah.
And also, like, he spends time with her and tying her weave and shit and doing all sorts of weird.
Yeah.
Cool
I mean, he
stuff.
Took over from the chick at the spa to, like, massage her feet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Guy's got skills, man. It's pretty cool. Like, and then they came out in the news. Like, do you think that was a reach?
What do you mean?
They were in the newspaper.
So, what do you mean when you say, was it a reach?
Like, a lot of people, like, were like, wow, this guy's made it to the paper. I'm like, I don't know, was it not good enough? Was it not?
Listen, all I'm just saying is that we're tired of Olinda and Titan being in the paper and being in the news. We need other things to talk about.
Right.
Sorry, cool.
Zim doesn't have a lot of social things going on, so let them flourish.
Let them flourish, guys. And people don't need to, like, match up to what they're doing, you can express love in your own ways. What if their love language is giving gifts and
you only love languages, your love
right. No, but it makes sense. It makes a whole lot of love sense.
Yeah. It does.
Do you know your love languages now?
I do. Oh, yes, that's pretty cool. You want to share? I was gonna say it's reserved for babe.
But you can reserve it for babe, because imagine if someone wants to fill your love tank.
See, that's the thing. You see now.
Like, so. But you know, your babe knows your love tank, right? Your love language, right?
Of course he does.
Oh, no, it's not, of course, because us guys are very clueless sometimes.
I don't worry.
She told him.
At some point.
Oh, of course. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we know each other's love languages. So
Now, how much do you know your bae? It's the question, right? How much do you really know your bae? But anyway, let's just get into the interview.
Okay.
Gil Moti is a pretty cool dude. He was actually not at it, but I recorded this in Skies in Studio 6 at like the art gallery. It's pretty cool, bro.
Wow.
So we're just gonna start there, and then we're gonna interrupt the interview so that we can talk about something else that happened to us guys. Yeah?
Sure.
Okay, the first time I met Gil Moti, he was at a Yali sort of event. Right? Yeah. He was hosting this event. This is the first time I actually met him in person. And now, I was wearing studded regular shoes, like regular black shoes. And then the guy looks up and down at me, right? And then he goes like, "Dog, what size shoe do you wear?" And I'm like, before I answered, do you know what you said? You're like, "Akogama booties, man."
No, no.
Because I was wearing tiny, tiny, tiny like shoes, man.
So, but you're like size 4, right?
Look at you. I'm size 8.
Size 12. Size 8. Grade 7.
Size 8. And like, so there was this argument on Twitter quite recently, and they're talking about like, Zimin cannot dress for Jack, right? Oh, yes. So I'm going to go with that. Uh-huh. Like, yo, is there a problem with the way we dress?
I don't think so. I just feel like people, Zimbabwean men are less expressive in terms of dressing up.
Mm.
You find that when you go to places like Cape Town in Nigeria and Kenya, people are very expressive in the way they dress, the way they just put themselves together.
Mm.
And in Zim, I think it's not, we haven't caught up to that. And when you try to dress up and just put yourself together and express yourself through your dressing, people sort of like have some kind of vibe towards you. So we're sort of like catching up, but there's very few of us that dress up.
Very few. If you could improve anything on what I'm wearing right now, like what would it be?
I like your t-shirt, it's dope.
Yeah, it's locally made. I like local
t-shirts. I would like maybe some pieces on your hands that sort of like tells the story of who you are and where you come from.
I've got a WWJD piece though.
What is that about?
What Would Jesus Do? Got it from Celebration Center.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That's like bougie Celebration Center.
Come on, it's not bougie, it's
called. But I love Celebration Center.
It's pretty dope. So this guy that I'm talking to right now is Gilmore T. Gilmore, you know how to speak like 9 languages.
Yes, I do.
I'm going to ask which languages those are. And you wear so many hats, right? As far as I know, you are like you do fashion, you do management, you've done voice dramas, you've done acting on TV.
I've tried acting, but I don't think I'll do it.
You have done television presentation, you've done MC hosting. Right now, you call yourself a global citizen.
He's but
right now, what's the best word that will capture who you actually are? Like,
I'm a global citizen.
2018.
I'm a global citizen.
What does that even mean?
A global citizen just basically, my life is just revolves around traveling a lot. So I do a lot of traveling from one place to another.
Mm.
And then every time I go to different places, I pick certain things that I like in that space. And they make who I am. Even here in Zim, some people don't think I'm Zimbabwean. So I have people talking about me in Ndebele or Shona, and I'm around and I can hear what they're saying.
So what
the worst thing is like someone saying, "And I'm a kore kore laba thing," and they should go back where they're coming from.
Or in the way that I was so kore kore. Like.
Yeah, and I was just there and I was chilling. So I guess that's why I call myself a global citizen, because my life and whatever has made me, I've just derived from different places.
Which is the most interesting place that you've traveled to so far?
Senegal.
Why?
I love Senegal because prior to going to Senegal, my family was like, "Why are you going to a Muslim country? You know Muslims kill people."
That's not wrong, is it?
You won't survive. And then when I went there, I think I've never felt so much humanity, so much love, so much when someone says you're my brother, they actually mean it. Unlike in the southern part of Africa, in Zimbabwe, South Africa, when someone says, "Oh, you're my brother," many times they don't mean it. So in Senegal, I felt that love and I felt that diversity and just appreciation of who you are as a person.
You would love Senegal because when you went to Senegal, you were actually, there was something that you, an award that you received there, wasn't there?
Yeah, I won some UK magazine named me like world most influential person. I was in Senegal because I was working with an NGO called ActionAid International. So I was doing like monitoring evaluation in communities, about 9 communities. And that's actually my background. My background is development studies.
Mm.
So, despite that, I was challenged also because I spoke French in Zimbabwe and then I went to Senegal where they speak French throughout. So I sort of like just realized I actually speak so much French when I was in Senegal. And they'll be like, you're so good. Are you from Paris? I'm like, no, I'm from Zimbabwe, actually.
So let's write it back. You, when you were at Marquette in primary school.
Damn, how do you know?
Anyway, listen, I do my Googles. And then you went to Gifford.
I went to Gifford,
right? Yes. And here you were sitting in a whole boys' school.
Yeah.
At what point did you kind of figure out, like, okay, fine, so there's this and this, and this is where I want to go?
I think when I was in primary school, when I was like in grade 6, that's like 11 years
old. 11 years, yeah.
Yeah, so I sort of like just figured out I wanted to be involved in a space that allows me to work with people, and in a place that, that allows me to be more expressive in whatever that I do. So I think in grade 6, I was like named, I actually represented my primary school at the National Gallery.
Where we are today.
So you were actually painting? I painted, and then my painting was the one that represented the entire school. So then I just then figured out I want to be involved in the creative space, but I want to be involved in something that allows me to express myself and also work with people.
I find that pretty cool because, like, at such a young age, Skies is one of the most different places where at a young age people are driven more towards creative arts and they can actually improve on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so much. Do you think you would have been able to do the same if you were in Harare, for an example?
I think eventually it was just going to catch up with me because I don't believe in one being in a particular place for you to figure out what you want with your life and just your destiny. I feel like eventually, like, forces always come to you. Not forces, like spirits.
Because you never know these days.
Your energies will always come to you. And even when you go to a place, you know, have you been to to a space and then you get attracted to someone, maybe because of the way they do things, the way they speak. Not sexually attracted.
But like you wanna, the vibe is
the vibe is so good. I always feel like energies will always come to you anyway.
I want to, when you Google Gilmore T and you look at all the things that you've won, there are so many. 2015 nominated Community Leader Award at the IRRS Research and Youth Leadership Awards held in London. 2014, the Nigeria Magazine Remarkable 30 founded by a social entrepreneur called Yinka Brand nominated you as one of the most one of the 30 remarkable young Africans or doers under 2016, brand ambassador for TZM. You talked about Edusine Magazine 2013.
Yeah.
Influence. What's your thing, bro? Like, in fact, you know what? Let's go back. How did you get from Gifford to traveling the world, being nominated for all this? Is it something that you did at school? What was the journey like? If you could just knock it down as easy as possible.
I think in high school, I was always like involved in so many things, like community stuff and artsy things. And I think most of my colleagues were like, "Upapi
dangaz." And a lot of people actually, like in high school, they don't like that.
No, they don't. They think it's for the bougie people.
You're being too forward, especially if you're not from like a typically bougie neighborhood.
So that's what you see now when you say "upapi," they mean like you're too forward, you're fast forward. He likes things. So I think I started my journey there. And when I was 16 years old, I was selected by the Rotary International as an exchange student to go to Brazil. But I didn't go to Brazil that time because I was doing my O-levels.
Okay.
So I couldn't go and just leave my O-levels and travel. So then I think that was like the first step to realizing I'm supposed to travel. And then I started traveling at 18. And then from there onwards, it's just been, you travel to one place, you meet new people, they like your vibe, they invite you to the next, and it's been like that all the time.
So I'm not like
about the blesser life, because someone's like, hey, who blesses you with the travels? No.
What's the craziest rumor you've heard about your success so far?
That I sleep for it, and because I'm friends with the Boma Hawks.
Yeah.
So they said Mbo and I actually sleep with people for us to get opportunities.
You know, speaking on your friendship with Boma Hawks, there was a time when you could not separate the name Boma Hawks and Gilmore T, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you guys totally, taking back to the moment when you guys totally killed, is the Zima stage.
The Zimbabwe Music Awards.
Exactly. Yes, and that was for the first time when I realized like there was an actual host who made an impact. Mm. And I mean, there was a girl with a dress. And then there was you killing it on the stage. I felt very proud of you that day.
I got like 2 pages of criticism on my outfit. So the hair out.
What was it, good, bad, or just?
No, it was just bad. And for me, I think the first time I got like bad publicity, I was like, there's a time when I got an article in the Sunday News where they said I embezzled designers' monies. And I was doing a project with the Blois City Council.
Mm.
But unfortunately, the person who wrote the article didn't know that the Blois City Council is the one that was collecting the money. I was just the face of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I'm in fashion, so I was fundraising for fashion. So from that time onwards, I think anything that comes in the newspaper doesn't do anything to me. Because I was destroyed that time and I was going to school. And you feel like everybody knows you. because the article was front page, a full page. And after that, when the other one came in the Herald newspaper, when they were criticizing the outfit, it was just like...
But your outfit wasn't bad, though. You're totally killing it.
No, because the guy wanted to present the award I was presenting.
So what were you wearing there?
I wore two suits, actually. We wore like... I can't even remember. But it was autumn Banim Bocha
suits. But I didn't see anything nasty
about it. The first one was cool. The second one, I think I wore like striped pants. So they said I was dressed like I was going to baseball. And then I just wore a blazer.
You know, listen, I don't totally understand the world of fashion as much as you would.
Yeah, no, but it's... I mean, the whole point is... Do you know what I... Because I'm in fashion. So obviously, I wanted a situation where... I was on a musical platform. Mm. I wanted a situation where by whatever that people are going to talk about, it needs to go back to what I do, which is fashion. Mm. So the thing that many people need to grasp is like, wherever you go, people still need to talk about whatever that you do. Mm. So imagine, instead of talking about the Zimbabwe Music Awards, there was an entire article talking about my fashion. I just stole it. Like, that's how it works. That's what it is, PR.
That was the first part with Gilmore T, my guy, from Skies. Pretty cool guy. Let's get into a conversation, right? We're going to be back with Gilmore T in a second. Right. Nyasha.
Yes.
Speak louder.
Yes, Onai.
Yes, you want to tell us something that happened to you this week?
I just want to say, you guys, it's very important. I don't know why I'm talking like this. Okay, I don't know why I'm talking like this. I don't know why I just repeated that.
Mm.
I think that it's very important that people know their statuses, not just marital, but also their HIV statuses.
It's not a WhatsApp Adam, guys. No. That one doesn't matter.
WhatsApp status.
Yeah.
Basically. So, yeah, go out there. Me, I went and did it.
She's showing us a picture of her mom. It's really sweet. Yeah.
I know.
It's right in the middle of the show. Then.
Family things.
Hey, yeah, anyway, keep going.
Yeah, so for me, it was super exciting. I mean, it's literally 2 seconds of your life.
It wasn't 2 seconds when I went to the Jerry and Archie and went and got tested. I put a whole blog about it, bro.
What do you
was
mean?
No, just so no. What happened was what you mean was that bad?
No,
Jerry, Archie, and I in 2013 went to go get tested for the first time together. Mm-hmm. So we all went there, like wanted to be counseled together, wanted to be pricked together, pause, like the whole thingy, right? And then we said we want to all get our results together at the same time, no one by one by one. So I put out a whole blog about it. I'll share it in the group. Mm-hmm. It's a way back when thing, but we all got tested, and yeah. We all received our results together.
That was very gay. But they're like BFFs though. So I think like the support. So
I was glad you didn't say that. That was like a threesome. I'm glad you didn't say that.
Literally, that's where I was going to take it.
Do you know you've got a dirty mind?
I know.
Yeah.
But I went with my friend. So it's cool.
Which center did you go to? For reference for those who may want to get tested.
I went by Wilkins.
Shameless plug. Wilkins, yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Good service?
Yeah, they're cool.
Did they give you Mazoe?
For what?
I don't know. Oh, it's not
a hospital. It's not blood giving blood. Yeah.
Anyway, so no, yes,
I can't give blood though, which always frustrates. Why?
Why?
I don't know. They say I don't have enough
iron.
I have just enough for myself.
No, you need to supplement your diet. They did that to me back in high school as well, and I ate cabbage like
don't
a madman.
Don't you need to eat like a lot of spinach?
I don't love other people that much. I'm sorry.
So why were you even trying?
I love you, Zimbabwe.
Why were you trying to even give blood? Why even trying to tell?
Okay. Because I liked the
why
idea.
Why do you even have less spots if you don't love people, bruh?
No, I said I don't love them that much. I love people. I don't love them that much.
Okay, cool.
For supplement my diet. Well, okay, to be fair, though, I need to really revisit this, my lifestyle thing, because...
You're just in a bad space.
I am in a very bad space.
You're just in a bad space, bro.
I am in a horrible space.
What's going on?
You know, people, life and times, you know what I mean? And then also just... trying to grow a business and then people just like doing their own things. You can't be like, oh no, my problems, because everyone is going through problems.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you can't then be like dogging other people down with your shit. So yeah, it's just, we're not going to go into a counseling session about this right now. So that's my gate.
That's the gate. Let me just stop it right here.
Okay.
So now that we've opened the gate, yes, your problems.
Oh no! Wait, are we going to? No, I said we're not embarking on a counseling session.
Okay, no, I just wanted other people to kind of know that when they're starting a business, it's actually tough. I knew that when we. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yes, you knew that.
No, I kind of went through what you're going through.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's very frustrating. It's very frustrating.
What was that? Yeah. I thought Musa was like,
Do you know what? I just do want to say that if you really like the podcast that we pull out here, right? Like, you guys need to share these podcasts with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's basically how we'll be able to try and make some money out of this. Because it's actually pretty difficult and pretty costly for us to actually make podcasts. From Politics and Beyond, Keep It Real Fridays, Technology, Career Pod, and all the other cool shows that are going to be coming here that have put people on platforms, yeah. giving people a voice,
mm-hmm.
and giving you guys something to listen to throughout the whole week. Because you don't actually have to listen to the whole podcast like Kawan, like Miriam does. You can listen to it throughout the whole week, like Gideon Mavuta, who we'll have on the show soon. But like, yeah, it's really cool. So you're talking about, so guys, support us. When we do start putting ads here, go buy from those guys. Like, share, talk. I really need you guys to do this. It's really cool if you do. Nook Nation Maganyo Nyonara, Ron Radzen. I post up pics all the time. Yeah, I was quiet.
There are people who take part.
Yeah. Outside the noogies, though, you know?
Yeah, but then the thing is, listen, it's just like how I'll post things and I'll be like, oh, like, or they'll see it. Because you see it like a post will have like, oh, 500 people saw this, but there's like two comments.
Hey, guys.
And your heart is just like,
say something.
At least just ask me, Guti, you know, how are you?
You really need someone to ask you how your day was, right? do you want me to sell you on the show like I sold Miriam?
No. Oh my gosh.
No, we're not doing that.
No, I'm just saying, like, I could totally auction you out, bruh. There's this song.
That would be fun. I think let's auction a date off.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm the only person left who's single in the group.
Do you know what? There's this song by Ice-T. Right? I watched this movie way back in 1999. Well, this movie was shot in 1999. Mm-hmm. And the song goes like, you just want to get a player who was right for you. You met Ice-T and your dreams came true. She said, I always wanted to be a how. I always wanted to be a how. Dudes, guys, there's a lot of like hashtag me too, hashtag rape culture, hashtag what you call it, in chakutication of women back in the day.
Yes.
I'm just saying that I feel like
You're bringing it back?
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, by like auctioning her off or by like.
Yeah, but this is auctioning a date. We should totally make
like
one.
Like how you sold me. Well,
hey, listen. Hey, say what you, come on. Shout out to me though.
Apparently, he's a self-acclaimed
plug.
I'm
kidding you.
Why have you not plugged me?
He was the plug.
Why are we laughing? Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Listen. Gutter.
No.
Stop it.
Listen.
I don't want to plug no niggas. Relax yourself. You needed to get this. I'm messing. I'm joking. I guess. No, I'm joking. No.
I got you, stupid ass.
She's not giving me the serious face. She's eating moose and telling me. Is she eating moose? I want to get plugged.
Yeah.
I'll just sit. No.
Do you know, we really were supposed to talk about these two people. This poem you saw, Nyasha. Do you want to talk about Chopper's? We just need to get back to Gilmore.
Because basically it's also time. Okay, yeah. So basically this woman is like, listen, y'all girls, because we're not gonna call you bitches, but listen, y'all girls, ladies. Bitches. Yeah. You can't be out here in these streets. You're setting standards. You want a guy who is working a job, wears a suit, has his life in order, and yet Iwewe, you just want to like get away with just sassing him and just being, you know, extra and taking pride in being like that person.
Mm.
Whereas really you should be trying to make, you should try to be the person that you want to have.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Basically, I think one of the things that I took out from the poem, which you're going to post, right, okay. link to in the group or wherever, is like, a lot of people often are aspirational about the type of bae they want, but are you the type of person
they would want to date?
Like, you know, the type of thing, like, would you date you? When it comes to looks, okay, fine, you're probably hot, but when it comes to, like, just life goals, the way you fight, the way you resolve fights, because some people really fight bad, I hate that, like, but some people really fight well, and I think that's cool. Because you should be able to fight well.
Yeah, I think what that poem kind of brought about is that a lot of people want to have like a finished product person who's got everything on lock. And yet, Iwewe, okay, yeah, you might have everything on lock, but like, you know, you're not willing to sort of compromise or wait for the next person to get their things together.
And one of the things I saw from Devon Franklin, and he was like, we should not have any preconceived notions of what, specifically for those who were big on, were preparing to get married or into relationships where they're supposed to lead into marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of the things that once told, like, don't have too many expectations, or don't create expectations a lot. Because now, when you already create this version of this person, you expect to see particularly those things in that person at that time,
mm-hmm.
and you don't let it, like, grow naturally.
Yeah.
It becomes a big problem. But I kind of like what you said, like, about the fact that most girls only want to bring sex to the table.
Yes.
I feel like it's not that they can't bring anything else sometimes. But
so
some
they
girls
think it's
actually,
enough.
They, no, some girls just feel like they have to bring sex to the table.
And that's it.
No, no, they kind of feel like if they bring sex to the table, they're entitled to all these other things. Especially if it's going to have an upper sex on the birthdays and say it's a birthday gift, and Valentine's says it's a Valentine's gift. You can't bring yourself and say you're a gift, bruh. No.
Why not?
No!
You don't know, maybe she's whipping out a new trick or whatever.
Listen. No, thanks. Listen, if you're going to buy a guy anything, for anything, buy him a freaking external hard drive.
Something that's practical, that can be used.
I'm saying specifically an external hard drive. No guy.
Maybe that's for you, Sha, bruh. No, but he's just saying make it something that they can use. That's what I'm saying. Something practical.
Guys. Tired of soccer jerseys.
I got your wrongs, don't I?
Hey, bruh. Not that I've actually ever had one bought, but I'm just saying.
Something different and out of the box. Don't worry, I'm writing a blog on, you know, perfect gift ideas for babies.
When you just slam Valentine's, like, you're just weird.
I'm just saying, like, oh, which reminds me, sorry, I got nominated. My blog got nominated for an award on the Zimblog Award. Zimblog Awards.
Please vote for Miriam.
So please vote for
me. Even us.
So the relationship. Wait, I'm getting there.
Sorry.
It's in the relationship and dating category. So I think there's another girl whose blog is also there. So please vote for the Bits and Banter series. And then Capital 263 is also being nominated for podcast.
I wish they would have just chosen
separated.
One show.
Yeah.
Because Capital is not a whole, you know what I mean? But anyway,
you know what? Still, we can still vote for Capital 263 as well. And then also, please vote for Archie. His blog,
Business Blunders and Brilliance.
If
you don't, if you're not going to vote for Capital 263, just vote for Saza in the AM. I'm just saying.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
Do you know how to campaign?
No.
Do you know how to campaign? It's a yes or no question.
I'm for everyone winning.
Do you know?
No. Listen, they're our guys. They're friends, right? They're your friends, Miriam.
Yeah.
They're friends to Musa. And if you don't, listen, vote for Capital 263, basically. That's what I'm saying.
But you just said vote for Sons and the AM.
If you're not going to vote for Capital 263, which you are going to do, I'm just saying, you should check out their podcast as well.
I'm confused.
Mm.
Wataza ku campaigna.
I'm confused.
If Mugabe had done this, he would have left the seat a long ass time ago.
Which just means they're not gonna like manipulate or stay in power for too long. I'm just saying.
Well, let's just say what you're saying. Okay, made the best podcast win.
Oh, it's not a podcast. It's a whole podcast.
We're an entire station.
Yeah, like so, like it's very.
Yeah, but like,
we should actually make it easier for us to win because you've got so many.
We've got so many. Exactly.
Between most of our listeners, we've got more listeners actually than people who actually engage on social media. Weirdly, we've got tons of listeners from all over the world, but hardly like unless it's like a WhatsApp group for them, people actually don't talk much. They just listen. You bump into them, oh, I love your show. I'm like, why don't you just tell people in public that you love our show? Which you guys should do, by the way. Sorry,
but
cool.
Like I said,
some people do. Shout out to Tachi, geotechnocrat. Yeah.
And black sheep,
you know.
No, I'm saying people who actually talk about a show outside.
Yeah, no, and Kiki.
Yeah, Kiki.
Kiki's
hey,
always
I
like.
I think we're going to have on the show next week.
Yeah, she should be on the show soon.
I heard Black Sheep selling the
I
show
think
to
she's,
a friend
she's an honorary
over the phone, bruh. Yo. Yeah. That's
did you start blushing?
Hey, bruh, I couldn't stop. I'm black, I don't blush, I sweat. Anyway.
No, you turn maroon.
Ah. All right. Yeah. Anyway, oh, let's get back to Gilmore, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep. So what did you tell Mboma Hawks? There was a time, you're speaking of not liking newspapers. There was a time when it came out that she was dating a Blessa and Mzo 7 at the same time. I think both of the things which were untrue.
Yeah.
You as her friend, what did you tell her when she was going through that moment?
You know what? Because I'd been through like very bad publicity before. And obviously she's a girl child. I mean, your father reading such things, what do you think your father's going to think?
Yeah.
Her mom was just going crazy because she believed that. But her father was like, no, I don't believe this.
Mm.
So what happened is like we actually took some time out, and at that particular time I was going to Harare to doing some project with designers. I asked her to come along with me, and she was away for like a week, and she managed to go through it. But I just said to her, you know what, at the end of it all, people always talk about what you do, And if people don't talk about you, it means you don't have any impact at all.
And I think what she's doing is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But now, my Googles tell me that you started what's called Yuna Management. Huna Management Agency.
Yeah.
Now, before I get there, right, I want to talk about this one thing that really riles your feathers.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Zimbabwean like talent lacks professionality.
Yeah, it does.
When you're working for Alliance France.
Française.
There we go. Thank you very much.
Listen,
I don't understand. I don't know how to, but you will teach me.
Yeah.
You, there was an article which said that you did not like, you would see some of the artists come through and you would see them smelling of non-professionality.
Yeah.
I don't mean like real, like, you know, like an odor or anything.
No.
But which experience stands out to you? Like, that's typical of Zimbabweans not being professionals, particularly as creatives.
I mean, the fact that firstly, when you're asked for a press kit, you have no idea what a press kit is.
What's a press kit?
A press kit is just basically a write-up of who you are and what you have achieved and what you do as an artist.
Mm.
And then that allows me as a journalist or as anyone who's a journalist to write something about you. So that's the first thing. And this thing of artists wanting to negotiate, like, they say, oh no, just give me $20, it's fine. And then you find that they're so good at what they do. So for me, it was the first thing of someone not being able to understand their value and also not knowing how to compile themselves when in terms of a write-up or things like that.
Mm.
For that, I would see that a lot when I was at Alliance Française, and I was just like, this is ridiculous. And also you find that the people that do that, they are talented, but they don't know that mean side of things and the business thing side of music and art or whatever that they do. So that then inspired me to just, you know what, I want to start something that helps artists to package themselves, to brand themselves, and to just get themselves as something that I would want to pay for.
So which one particular artist for you brands themselves in a very, very good way? Like, if there was one that you could pick up from them, who's at least trying?
Good Lord, who is trying? Who is trying in Zim? I'm trying to...
You can't even just put your finger to...
No. They are there. I am a big fan of Amara Brown of late.
Mm-hmm.
I think her manager and her team is doing a good job because she's well put together when you see her. I mean, I wish she'd stop smoking a lot. I'm a big fan of Takura also.
He's
well put together.
Mm.
And who else? I'm a big fan of Mboma Hawk's brand.
She's well put together. Is she even around these days?
Like, she's not around.
I feel like I always see on Instagram and she's like traveling like it's all like looking into the distance and okay, where are you?
So I'm a big fan of my brand because I feel like it's well put together.
I mean,
which is good.
Which is a definite because Huna, management agency, Huna, which means talent.
Yes.
There we go. You were responsible for dealing with some of your clients.
Mm-hmm.
Nobundu.
Yes, Nobundu.
Arakani.
Mm-hmm.
Sana Designs. Yes. Mboma Hawks herself. Shemaine Finn.
Mm-hmm.
And Shadow by Stumiso.
Yeah, and we've worked with Tarone Gitare also.
Uh-huh.
Quite a few people like that we work with. Oh, I like also Tarone Gitare's brand and the way it's put together.
So when you say work with people, what will you be doing exactly?
So sometimes some of the clients, they come and they're like, oh, you know what? We want to do like a tour in Zim or whatever. And then we sort of like put that together for them and we brand them nicely that when you come, you want to pay $10 to watch Tarone perform.
Okay.
So when Tarone comes usually to the southern part of Zim, we're in charge of her brand.
Mm.
So we put it together nicely. We take it to the proper corporates that will sort of like put money in it.
Mm.
So it's also about an artist understanding where you can add value and where you can also get value. So it's not just, for example, we can't take Calvin and take him to Econet and say, oh, we want Econet to endorse Calvin. It's not going to happen because Calvin uses swear words a lot and Econet is about inspiring the world.
Mm.
So you see, we help artists to understand where they need to take their brands, where they need to take whatever that they're doing and who they need to work with. And that's what we do.
So when Arakani started dealing with the Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week, when I first watched that, it was super amazing. First of all, Arakani is a very great brand.
Yeah.
And even though you're like the management brand, I was really impressed when you went on Espresso, how you were able to articulate exactly what was going on. You like you're with Umnubo Tungai, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you were able to articulate his work so good.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you guys work together?
Firstly, we met on Facebook. I saw his works on Facebook.
It's really cool.
And then I was in Senegal at that time, and then we started working together. I think his first showcase was Clothing in Daba, Bulawayo.
Mm.
And I only met him after a year of working together. And then
also, this whole time you weren't even...
We'd never met.
But you were working together.
We were working together.
Okay.
So we only met like after a year. And then the thing is that
he explained to me what is, because it used to be called Rebellious Clothing, and then he went to Arakani. So we went for like maybe a year with Rebellious Clothing. Then when I came back, I was like, you know, Rebellious Clothing won't cut it anywhere else because it just sounds like another kid that's just coming up.
Yep.
And then he explained what he wants to do with his brand, and then helped me understand his brand. And then we changed to Arakan, which basically is Swahili for rebelling against conventions.
Okay.
So it's the same thing.
But then now it's not packaged in a way that kind of sounds
Arakan,
nice.
Arakan, it sounds like, I can see Chanel, Arakan, and such brands. That's the idea. You need to, we sort of like helps to put, to package him in a way that is appealing to anybody else across the globe.
I would want an Arakani jacket, like one of those.
Dope, yeah.
Dope. Like, I don't know where to get one, but I'd really like.
You need to be friends with me, and then we can sort it out. Because he's going to South Men's Week this February, so we're together again.
Just get me a small, medium size. I mean, you can tell my size.
Right? Well, I'm in your size 12, your shoes, so.
Dope.
A grade 7, not 12.
Ouch. You are also a person who believes a lot in creating a sustainable creative industry.
Yes, yeah.
Right. And I believe so too. Like, we're in an industry where we've got so many great creatives, but how do we make it sustainable financial wise? Like, where do we need to be working at to make it something that we can? Because you do this for a living,
yeah, that's right.
And you're living high, man. You never look broke, man. What do we do? How do we get there?
I think first of all is you need to work on the quality of your product. So. Quality assurance is just not about quality assurance on clothing, but it's quality assurance on your music as an artist. Like, who does your mastering? How do you package your CD? Am I going to buy your CD when it's in a sleeve or it's in a case? Where do you put your music? So quality is the first thing that I think artists need to understand. And second, you need to understand your market, because I'll give an example with Arakani. He went to showcase in Durban, and actually Durban was not his market, because what he was showcasing is something that was going to happen, was going to pop up in Cape Town. And when he went to Cape Town, he exploded. That's when he went to Expresso. He was on BET. He was on ENCA. He was on SABC. He exploded because Cape Town was his market. So artists need to understand their market. So you aim to produce quality stuff in whatever that you do, but at the same time, understand where your market is. And then also, who can help you get to that market? And who do you need to collaborate with? So it's also, even when you go to the corporates, just don't go to a corporate that doesn't also help you like achieve your dreams and visions. So you also it needs to be a two-way. So a corporate needs to see themselves in you, and you need to see yourself in the corporate. And then you can collaborate. So I would never go to an alcohol company because I do not drink. So it
you've never drank anything at all?
No, I've drank before, obviously. But I'm just saying it's not part of my brand. So I would not even be a brand ambassador for an alcohol company.
For an alcohol company.
Ciroc can come with their own monies, but I won't take it because it's not what I believe in. So it's just, once you understand your market, it's easier for you to be able to penetrate wherever you want to go. And you have quality stuff, you understand your market, and you explode.
Hi, this is Miss Marie from 99 and the Other Guys on Capital 263. Free to say it, free to do it.
It's kind of shocking. Like, you are always a busy guy, right? So, I mean, given when you talk, we can actually tell that you was up. You launched a podcast 2016, I think.
Yes.
2017, it was on Cliff Central.
Yeah.
You host a radio show there.
Yeah.
Right? Now, tell me more about that particular project.
You know what? Because the thing is, I met up with one of my former friends.
Why is it a former friend?
No, because they played some B-move on us. I don't know if I should swear on this.
No, it's okay. It's allowed.
Some bitch move on me. So I was there, like, we go. Okay.
He says it and he looks aside. Like, oh, it actually hurts.
Yeah. So, and then I don't like people that... if you're a friend, you need to be a friend. You know? So anyway, we parted ways. But then before that, they told me, you know, you talk a lot. And I do talk a lot, but not all the time. And then they're like, I think you talk a lot and you should try to do radio. This is like maybe 7 years back. And then... a few years later, I started trying to define my brand, and then I realized I like fashion. I like expressing myself through fashion. I like expressing myself through speaking or anything that allows me to express myself. I want to be involved in it. And I realized talking and radio and podcasting rather is something that I wanted to do. So I started doing a podcast for about, I think, 6 months or so. And then when I was doing that podcast, it just happened that I went for an interview on Cliff Central first time, second time, third time. The fourth time, I was interviewed by Gareth Cliff. And then soon after that, I asked to set an appointment with him. Because the second time I went on Cliff Central, I felt like I belong here. It like belong the here. Way they do their things, the way they are so, you know, it's unradio. It's not like the typical radio.
Yes.
It's very unradio. It's raw. Whatever that you think, whatever you say.
Did you say
it? You just say it.
Yeah.
So then after the fourth interview, then I approached them. I was like, I want to do a show. And they're like, I think they thought this guy is mad.
Mm.
And then they're like, oh, but why? And I was like, no, listen, there's so many Zimbabweans across the globe. There's Zimbabweans in the UK, in South Africa, in the USA. And I mean, Zimbabwe has a lot of attention at the moment.
Mm.
And I think even now we still have the attention.
Yeah, so, we're commanding a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, we're a small country, but we have so much things going on in this country. So then I say to myself, I say to them, I think it would be worthwhile considering that there's so many South Africans for you guys to have a show that is Zimbabwean content centered. So that everyone else across the globe, even in South Africa, can only tune into this show, wanting to know about what's happening in Zimbabwe from a Zimbabwean voice also.
But there was already another show, wasn't there?
Yeah, but then it changed to becoming Pan-African.
Oh, so
meaning there was no focal point on
the show. The other show I'm talking about is by my guy. He's actually a friend of mine.
Kamu.
And yeah. Kesiwe. I think Kesiwe, Johnny Kef Malinde. Well, I call him Kesiwe. Uh-huh. But then you there. So now you are not focused more on Zim then.
I'm like 100% Zimbabwean content.
Congratulations. Cliff Central is a very dope place.
So that's how I got there and I'm happy with it.
And MTV Sugar.
And I'm working with MTV Sugar. I should be working with another big one that should be announced this week.
Yeah.
It's you know what, when you, I think sometimes opportunity comes to you when you have set yourself straightforward. So you need to be able to be, you need to be ready for it.
You need to be prepared.
You need to be prepared. Yes. So you can't want a car when you don't even have a license.
You have to get the license.
You have to get the license and then the car will come. So for me, I feel like it's been a lot of work and a lot of planting and things like that. And when all these things come, you are sort of like ready for it. They are a big deal, but you know, you have family and friends that always make sure that you are level-headed. They don't even make you feel like you've gotten anything. But when you look back, you're like, damn it. This is a lot of stuff.
So who's the one person who calls you back? Like who's your anchor?
I just think my entire family, my sister, my brothers, and my mom and my nephew, they never make me feel like
no bay of sorts.
I'm not like in a 100% committed relationship. but I am sort of like trying to see someone. We're sort of like trying to see where this is going to go because there's a lot of movement that happens.
Okay.
And, you know, like, yeah, we all move a lot. That's the thing. So we all like travel a lot. And I'm sure if we agreed that if, after maybe 5 years or so, we might just think of settling down together. But it's not, I don't believe in the whole, you know how when you're dating someone and then you have this tag that you put on it, everything just changes to becoming so serious. So you want to make it like more like we're friends, but we're very, very close friends.
Must be a special person.
Very special. We've been together for a while.
Wow. Who would think that? Yes.
Okay. But everyone thought at one point I was dating boys. I mean, everyone I'm seen with, I've dated them. That's the thing. Boys is happily dating someone and I'm happy for her.
I don't think a lot of guys would like to hear that.
No, she's happily dating. She actually has a... Didn't you see her with a commitment ring?
Okay.
Very nice.
What, a commitment ring? Like what? She's not going to have sex until... like
no, commitment ring to him. Person.
Okay, because yeah, I mean, Lord knows sex, what it's none of our business. It's not our business.
Like, people like dipping and doing it.
Hey, come on, man.
We are all a product of dipping and doing it.
Listen.
So anyway.
So in the grand scheme of things, like there's so much that you've done that I would want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Like you've met so many people.
I've tried.
You've met British Prime Minister, you've met Nicolas Cage. Who's the most interesting person you've met to date?
I think the most interesting person was Queen Rania of Jordan.
Okay, why?
When I met her, it was at the World Economic Forum, I think. She is like so gorgeous. Like she is hot.
Aye.
I don't know if you can say that to a queen.
It's very difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
Like but you are like, hot, Your Highness. Like,
no, she's extremely hot. And also her thinking and the way she says things, and she's incredible.
Mm.
So you know how you always look at someone who's so pretty and you think, ah, this is an airhead.
Mm.
And then when she starts speaking, she has this command. I think she's like really outstanding for me. I didn't like meeting Gordon Brown because I met him. Sorry.
Mm.
But I didn't think he had conversation at all. Like he was just, he's not like how the media puts him across.
He's actually pretty cool.
Calm and he was collected. I've loved meeting Bonang Matheba.
I?
She has presence for days.
Okay.
She walks in a place, you feel it. She doesn't speak loud. She doesn't say anything. But when she gets in a space, you feel it.
Is she aloof?
What do you mean?
Like, it seems very like, you know how if you people, like, they'll get them, they'll probably act like they've got something, like, when they see you, it kind of feels like there's something smelly under the nose, like,
No, she's like, not like that. No, like, I never had that experience, because I met her a few times. The first time I met her, I think, she's just there, and she has presence, like, she glows, and when she speaks, she has a command, and when, I think people around her make her feel that, or rather, not people around her make her feel that, but I feel her presence makes people feel a certain way.
Okay.
So people just start running around. They can't control themselves. But she's just calm. And she's Bonang.
But I guess maybe with the person like you, you also comment a lot of presence. Like you told me that.
Not like Bonang. Bonang is like fire.
she is dope. She is quite a talent.
Yeah.
And now, 2018, like going on forwards, like what's some of the most interesting, like, do you know this, guys, just Google Gilmore. Right. Gilmore T.
No, Gilmore Ka, no, it sounds like Shamari.
It sounds actually saying, like, let's Google him. It's super difficult to actually probe into deeper, like, you know, into the mind of Gilmore. Like, now, was he going to 2018? Like, actually, you know, the one question I actually wanted to ask you, right? The journey of finding your purpose and the importance of it in this quick world where almost everyone feels like they can do anything, right? The internet is sort of, what's your mantra for that?
I think everyone should feel like they can do anything, because it's up to you what you want at the end of it all. So I always feel like, for me, I've always told myself that I can do whatever that I want to do. So I sort of like set things, and I always say to myself, you know what, I can do this. And I feel sometimes it's about the individual first. You need to believe in it before you get it. So I feel like you can speak to the universe. We don't have to go through a prophet or a pop to speak to God or whatever that you believe in. But I think you need to be able to, if you declare it, it will end up happening. So it's just, you believe in it and you work towards it. You can't just pray for something like, oh Lord, I'm praying for a job, and you're sitting at home not applying.
You actually have to put in the work.
You need to put in the work. So, but it starts with you believing in yourself and knowing that you have the ability to get whatever that you want.
So now believing, what are you believing now? Like, to end, like, going into 2018, what is it that you're believing in now that you want to be working on? Like, where are we definitely going to see you?
So obviously MTV, Sugar, we have like a 3-year contract. So I'm going to do more stuff on that.
Wow.
With them. And it's coming on their PC TV.
You should plug us, guys. Eh?
Now I'll plug you in. And it's launching on their PC TV. That's coming.
That's awesome, man.
And we haven't put a press release out yet.
Why not?
Yeah, because we just wanted to give you guys this info.
Hey. Look at us. First of the scoop.
Yeah. And I'm going to do more stuff with them, I think, until 2020 or so. And we'll see how that works. But I'm going to be on 2 more television productions. I'm excited about it.
You look excited.
I'm excited. But also, I'm also going to be behind the scenes on 2 more productions to push other people. Dude, I'm going to be like 28 this year. It's scary.
You just think 28. You should know how old I am. I'm 28 already.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I know I look young. Drink lots of water.
No, you actually don't look young. I thought you were 35.
Ouch.
But, and I recently got this tattoo. This is my last tattoo, I think.
Okay, what's
Jeremiah 29, verse 11. So it says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for you to prosper and not to fail."
What graphic is that? It's not
Hebrew.
It's Hebrew.
So this is just basically what I believe in all the time, that everything that I do is just all set already. I just need to act towards it. And I know many people are not happy that I got that tattoo, but I got it anyway. So you'll see more of me. I'm going to try to do things with one of the biggest networks in the world, or in the black community. Celebrate excellence and all that.
If you guys already don't know by now what it's talking about, then
I'm gonna be doing I'm hoping, or I'm just planning to do some stuff with them. We are like in talks about it, and also just give a voice to other many artists with our company.
Okay.
Because I'm also a client to the agency. Because there's gigs that you do, or there's places that you go and talk. And the agency sort of like manages that. So I'm a client to the agent. I mean, we're 2 different individuals.
Yeah.
And I'll be doing South Africa Men's Week. I'm an MC.
Hey, come on.
South Africa Men's Week this February. More traveling to Nigeria. I want to go to Nigeria. I want to go to Kenya. What else am I going to be doing? Yeah, basically more work on my side on TV, obviously, and the fashion space, but also giving a lot of voice to many young people that need the opportunity. Like how someone also paved way for me, I need to do the same for others.
Tuna, that is super dope. Like, we're improving other people as you have been improved by others. And that's super inspirational.
Well, so, not everybody was up for me, but it's fine.
Which is the one person you'd like to say, like, look at me now?
No, I'll never do that. I never do stuff to prove to anybody else. I do stuff to prove stuff to myself. But I'll always maybe be grateful to my family for always being there supportive. Like, you know, like how you, when I go out and I dress up, usually my nephew comes to me and helps me put stuff together.
Oh, who knew that your nephew would...
You told me like this is
from
not
the
cool.
mouth of babes.
Yeah, you know, it's like, no, this is not cool. So, you know how people think, oh, you have to go through it to a stylist. I'm like, no, it's actually my nephew comes to me and tells me, no, this doesn't look cool together. This doesn't look cool together. So I'm always grateful to my family for constantly supporting me. And I'm just realizing in this space, you have very few friends and a lot of people around you.
Listen, someone really pissed you off, huh?
No, not somebody really pissed me off. But it's a realization. You start growing up. I mean, as you grow older, you sort of realize that you know so many people, but when you actually need people around you, there's very few people.
There's very few people.
So... blood is thicker than water. It'll always be.
Doug, you're such an awesome dude. Where can people find you on social media?
So I am on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Snapchat. I have a website. I'm on YouTube. It's Gilmore TWE throughout.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. And my last question to you is, I've had this argument with everyone. Omunyo pez omunyo versus Midnight Starry.
I was dancing to Omunye Pezu Omunye at the Vic Force Carnival.
Ah, come on.
But I like the Midnight.
I think song. Midnight song is actually dope.
I like it.
Who's that?
Prince KB?
It's Wusiswa, Moonchild, Sanelly, and Destruction Boys, DJ Maporiza. Uh-huh. So, I actually tweeted out to Moon. I mentioned in the tweet, uh-huh. like, this verse is dope, and she retweeted and quoted. I was like, oh, that's really nice.
Wusiswa is the one who's pregnant, right?
Oh, she is now.
Yeah, she's been dipping and doing it. She's going to be popping out soon.
I mean, we're all products of dipping and doing it. Gilmore, thanks so much. This is 900 other guys, Skies, in this really cool. And you know, we made this lovely young lady and a young gentleman having a walk conversation. And we told them to keep quiet so that we have this one. So make sure you follow Gilmore T everywhere. And
that's Gilmore T double E.
Here we go.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
There we go. So that was it with Gilmore T. Hope you enjoyed the show. Please hit him up. I know he takes social medias and stuff. He's a pretty cool guy, man. He's a pretty cool guy. And that was the Hustle and Grow. I hope you were inspired because I was. Like, his journey is just so cool and stuff. It's really, really amazing. That's why I actually had to go see him when I went to Skies to go, like, you know, check him out and stuff. Anyway.
He just wanted to show off Skies' talent.
Dog. Like, do you know what? I hope this show gets a sponsorship. Anyway. Hustle and grow. Keep hustling and keep growing, like whatever it is that you're doing. But just in case, these two girls are also hustling and growing, but where can you get them on social media?
Boo. No, you go first.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks.
It's closer to the mic, Miriam.
All right, thanks. Okay, you can find me on Twitter, @MiriNyakutsuka. @Miri_Nyakutsuka. And you can check out my blog, Bits at Banter. You can just type in mirinyakutsuka.wordpress.com or just Google Bits at Banter. And you can check me out on Facebook, mirinyakutsuka.
No more getting, okay.
No more getting, no.
Yeah.
No.
It's late for that. Okay. Nyasha.
He'd forgotten my name.
No, I wanted to call you Nyasha.
Why?
It's something in my cousins, but anyway.
Okay, so my name is Nyasha Natasha Timbits on Facebook, hey. Nyasha_Timbits on Twitter. I'd forgotten that I'm on Twitter.
Mm.
And Nyasha.Timbits on Instagram. And I'm at Lespot on Instagram.
Hey.
Yes.
Online everywhere. Yeah, basically. This was 99 the Other Guys and Figuring Out Adulthood. It's not 99 the Other Guys. It's actually Hustle and Grow, 99 the Other Guys. Find us online, Noob Nation on Facebook, the group we've been talking about. And see you guys next week. Cool.
Well,
bye.
We'll hang out with you guys next week.
Well, yeah, we'll hang out.
Because we can't actually see the people next week. Because we're like,
yeah, cool.
You can't hang out with them either because, listen, the point is we'll hear these voices next week.
And
bye.
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 You just wanted to have the last bye. Andy.
Yes.
Fine, have the last bye.
Bye, Felicia's.
And now. Capital 263.